The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Health Minister Gan Kim Yong tells Parliament Singapore has secured enough COVID-19 vaccines for everybody, but you cannot choose which one to take.
Allowing individuals to have choice of vaccines will unnecessarily complicate this already complex vaccination program. So there is no choice.
I'm Olivia Kuei. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Well, in the first parliamentary sitting of the new year, Health Minister Gan Kim Yong said prior bookings will be necessary before people can receive their COVID-19 shot. The government is concurrently readying clinics and vaccination centres for people to be vaccinated when it's their turn, even as healthcare workers are receiving their shots within their healthcare institutions.
While our healthcare workers are receiving their vaccinations within their healthcare institutions, we are concurrently readying clinics and vaccination centres for others to be vaccinated when it is their turn. Prior bookings will be necessary given the cold chain requirements at the vaccination sites and multi-dose vials of the vaccines.
Well, those who opt to take the vaccine will receive a physical vaccination card and can check their vaccination records online. The card will indicate which vaccine was administered and the appointment dates for the second vaccine dose. It will also have brief post-vaccination advice.
Every person who is vaccinated will receive a physical vaccination card, and this will remind them of their appointment to return for their second dose. Indicate clearly with which vaccine was administered and provide brief post-vaccination advice. In addition, any person who is vaccinated will have their record updated in the National Immunization Registry, and individuals will be able to check their vaccination status digitally.
Well, meanwhile, Education Minister and co-chair of the COVID-19 Multi-Ministry Task Force, Lawrence Wong, said the government is monitoring studies on the effectiveness of the vaccines, and it will consider relaxing stay-home measures for vaccinated travellers if the vaccines prove to significantly curb the spread of the disease. For now, the same border and SHN rules apply to both vaccinated and non-vaccinated travellers.
There are several ongoing studies on the effectiveness of vaccines in reducing transmission risk, and we are monitoring these very carefully. So to Ms. Herting Ru's question, if there is clear evidence that transmission risk can be lowered significantly, then we will certainly consider some relaxation to the SHN regime for vaccinated travellers. But for now, we will continue to take a more cautious approach. In other words, vaccinated travellers will continue to be subjected to prevailing border measures and SHN requirements. We will fine-tune our approach over time once we better understand the effect of the vaccine.
Well, the Straits Times' deputy news editor, Royston Sim, is here to weigh in on the other vaccination-related announcements. Welcome, Roy. So, more vaccines, we heard, are expected to arrive in the next few months, including those from Moderna and Sinovac. Also, Pfizer, Moderna, Sinovac, even when we have a portfolio of, you know, these COVID-19 vaccines, Mr. Gan said we cannot choose which ones we're able to receive. How did he reason this?
Well, he said that when the vaccines arrive, it will depend on two factors mainly. The first is the suitability of the vaccines for your different population groups, and the second is the availability of the vaccines. So right now, we have only the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that has been approved. The Moderna and Sinovac vaccines are still being reviewed by HSA. So currently, at the moment, you know, there's no choice. There's only the Pfizer vaccine that we can take. But when the time comes, you know, he did give the assurance that any vaccine that's being approved, that's been approved by the authorities, you know, would have gone through very strict safety and efficacy checks. So, you know, as long as it's been approved, it would have been deemed safe, it would have been deemed efficient. And so, you know, for suitable groups, his message is basically there's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. And his other point is also that, you know, allowing people to choose which type of vaccine they would want would make a very complicated exercise even more complex. I mean, he made the point that, you know, this is the biggest vaccination exercise that we've done basically since 1959, which was when we vaccinated, I think, slightly over 1 million people, you know, for smallpox. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're looking at all Singapore residents, you know, and citizens. So it's a massive, massive exercise, and I think they want to minimize factors. Already it's going to be a huge logistical endeavor.
Well, also a new financial assistance program will be introduced to provide support for those who experience serious side effects from related to the COVID-19 vaccines administered in Singapore. How far will this go in mitigating any worries that the vaccine is safe?
I think it will help. For people who have concerns that, if I take the vaccine and, there are serious side effects, people who are concerned about the monetary aspect of it, I think it will give them some reassurance that, in the event that something does happen, at least, I will get financial support and be paid for. So I think it will allay concerns on that front. Mr. Gan has also said that based on the data available so far, your side effects appear to be, pain at injection site, some headaches, fever, and the expect this to go away after a couple of days, and that he expects people who might eventually need to tap on this support scheme, expects very few people to actually need it, because so far side effects appear, based on the data available, to be quite mild.
Straits Times' deputy news editor Royston Sim.